Player 2 has joined the game.
Hey yo, what's up everybody? Welcome to episode 348 of the Two-Player Co-op Podcast. As always, I'm one of your hosts here, Kevin, along with my brother from my mother, Sean.
How we doing?
Fantastic. We haven't done this in person since like Christmas. Oh no, we did Game of the Year. So I think it's only been 3 weeks because I did James once.
Oh yeah, last week was remote, 2 weeks was cruise.
And then before that was Game of the Year. It was the first week of January, so it's been about a month. If this is the first time you're ever seeing, hearing, or listening to us, this is the Two-Player Co-op Podcast. We're just about, I said seeing, hearing, or listening to us. Is that what I always say?
Yeah, and it doesn't make any sense.
I always say that? That is so dumb. This is the first time you're ever seeing, hearing, or listening to us.
Yeah, you just pretty sure you say that every week. I thought you were doing it on purpose. Are you just now realizing that
it doesn't
make sense?
I think I just now realized it. Maybe I started it as a joke and I forgot.
I think you did.
Why is this way over here?
I don't know. I'm out of practice. I'm all out of sorts.
He's all on Twitter. And anyways, just give us a 5-star review or whatever your service allows. If you really like us, you can go to patreon.com/two-player-co-op where for just the $5 tier, it's the most popular tier. I'm not used to being in person with him again. You get to watch us record the podcast live on YouTube as we are doing right now. You also get access to a bonus episode every month. We're going to record it next week, guys. And you get the podcast live one day early if you miss the live recording. Some of our patrons deserve a shout out, just like our patron saint, Mr. John Tinkley, the man with the bar named after him. I stopped saying that for some reason. As well as our affiliates. Derek Bamford, James Solar. Make sure you check out James Games and more on YouTube as well. Sarah Solar and Mom, as well as our producers, Steve Appleton, Aunt Sue, Dustin Downs, and Chris Peralta. Make sure you check out PS Rewind on YouTube as well. Yes, Sean.
We had to talk offline. I have a funny idea. I don't know if we do it for 350, but just something I want to do on a
You're going to say it's the soft taco slap thing, aren't you?
No.
The wet soft taco?
No. That would be good too.
We talked about that at some point.
I remember that, yeah. I would just be so afraid of getting a hand and not just the tortilla.
Yeah, because you really can't do a soft taco.
You need a burrito.
Yes. Yeah. If you like cool t-shirts and the like my new sticker here, you can go to teespring.com/stores/two-player-co-op. I just realized when I put it down, the lights make it so you can't see the sticker. There it is. All right. Synergy. Okay, that's easier for me to look at. Sean. I want to get into this first. We don't got time for no witty banter. We got a lot of things to talk about. The first thing,
a lot of problems with you people.
This just broke today. A report on Xbox Era says that Hi-Fi Rush, I typed it wrong, Hi-Fi Rush is coming to rival platforms from Xbox in Q1. Also, Starfield is coming to PS5.
Got to get that money somehow.
They said it will be coming after the Shattered Space expansion, which has been announced, but it's not out yet. Also, a report from The Verge said that Bethesda is considering now bringing Indiana Jones to PS5. The last part of these reports say that Microsoft will be making a more public announcement on their new strategy this month.
I think Xbox and their affiliates should just get out of the console game and just make games. That's what I think.
Derek summed it up perfectly in the Discord. I don't remember exactly. Well, let me just read it. Let me see. This is easy to do. I can look it up. I have another question. Day one first party titles to Game Pass effed them 6 ways to Sunday.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
And you just bought, call it, you bought ABK for $70 billion.
With no real way. Couple hundred thousand, maybe, subscribers to Game Pass
per month
because of these acquisitions. But, like, nobody's buying these. You put them all on Game Pass, you're never going to recoup that money.
Yes, they should be third party at this point.
Yeah.
Or they should just, they don't care about, you've heard Satya Nadella has said, we only make exclusives because Sony and Nintendo do. It's not exactly what he said, but that's what he was saying. You know, they care about just cloud and Xbox everywhere. Like, I didn't go on Twitter. I wish I would have, because I can only imagine the Xbox going crazy today. It was bad enough that Hi-Fi Rush and Sea of Thieves, a 6 or 7 year old game that was an Xbox One game, are coming to PlayStation and Switch. That was bad enough. Your precious Starfield? Wow.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. Oh, are you going to get Starfield?
Hell no. I played it on Game Pass. I hate
it. Oh, yeah, that's true.
I played it for 3 or 4 hours. True. I can pick everything up, but now I'm encumbered and I don't. The shooting's not that great.
I'm interested in Hi-Fi Rush for sure. I'm at least intrigued by indie, but I'm not sold on that yet either.
I still don't know.
Starfield is a hard pass for me. I have no interest in that game.
No. It would be hilarious if it launched on PS Plus or something. Can you imagine? I mean, Xbox Game Pass gets
MLB
the
show. Turntables.
MLB gets the show. No, Xbox gets MLB the show on Game Pass. Obviously not the same thing, but I think that this does... It's going to be... And also, remember the CFO. This is why I've said forever. I know some people don't like this. Do we really want Sony as the only high-end game console? That's a world I don't want to live in. We need two at a minimum. The problem is we really only have one right now anyways. Because Xbox is getting... They got outsold 3-1 last year. What was I saying? I lost it.
You were going to say something about...
Oh, snake oil salesman, Phil Spencer. So the CFO of Microsoft a month ago or whatever it was at a conference talking, and he's like, yeah, we're looking into how we can get Game Pass on other consoles and stuff like that and our games on other places. And then Phil Spencer comes out, oh, no. I'm like, yeah, okay, the CFO doesn't know what he's talking about, Phil. You are such a... I cannot stand that guy. I don't understand why people, the Xbox fans, will just defend him to no end.
Yeah.
Like Colin always says, he pisses on them and they say it's raining. Period. I will never understand it. I don't understand it.
It's John like Tate, another guy that's out there that's very popular right now that I don't understand why. Not a political podcast.
Oh, Trump?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. just give me Halo, Gears of War, and Crimson Skies. What is Crimson Skies? Why can't I remember that? What I will say, John, that was the first thing I thought of when I saw this news. I was like, oh, we're definitely getting Master Chief Collection. That I will play. By the way, Colin reported back in the day they wanted to bring it to PS4 like 7-8 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. I think we're definitely going to get it. That's something I would buy because I've really still only played Halo 1 on my PC when I first moved down here in 04. Or maybe it was 03. I can't remember. And then some of Halo Infinite on my Xbox. But I never finished. I had fun with it. I just never finished the campaign.
Now,
but I've never played the original trilogy.
I joke, but if I could get Game Pass on my PS5, I'd probably do it in a heartbeat. I would at least sign up. It may be one of those things that I don't really need this. But
that's
like,
what I was going to say.
I'm not buying Starfield.
No.
But if you let me sign up for Game Pass,
then you can try it.
Yeah, I'd probably do it. Yeah.
What Derek made me think of with his thing in the Discord made me think of, I lost it again. My brain is not working today.
Snake oil salesman.
No, not Phil anymore. Have you seen that commercial for AT&T where the guy's like, he forgets everything and he's at like a support group and they start saying it again and they're like, yeah, we know. You already talked.
Have you seen? I almost wish
I'm never going to remember what.
Have you seen the Paramount Plus commercial that's airing at the Super Bowl?
Mm-mm.
Okay. It's all over Twitter. If you see it, don't watch it. Just let it. I kind of wish I didn't see it. It's
I don't know why people,
the best commercial ever.
I don't know why people like to be spoiled by Super Bowl commercials. We are on a tangent. Okay.
But don't watch it.
Derek said in the Discord, F them. That's what I was going to say. And I know you're going to try to make me get off track again. It's not going to work. I think what they should have done from the beginning, either... And when I say third party, Derek, you're right. What I really mean is they can still have their consoles, but in all reality, to try and make business sense of that Activision deal, you have to sell your games for $70.
If Xbox Game Pass is as good as they would have you believe, keep your Xbox, keep your Game Pass, put your games on Game Pass. That might get people to buy an Xbox over a PlayStation. And for the people that only have PlayStation, sell your games to them to make more
there's
money.
Really
like,
no
there's
reason
no
reason not to. Yeah.
Yeah. There's. I don't. Not a business major by any means, but like, I don't really see the drawback. You're not going to lose. People aren't going to stop Game Pass, which is apparently their bread and butter, to go buy them
in the competition. Yeah.
Piecemeal on PlayStation. So yeah, just I don't know. I don't understand it, but.
What they should have done from the beginning, and I cannot, I wish one of y'all in the chat, research this for me on Wikipedia real quick. But back in March 17, I think it was, or somewhere around maybe January 17, when they announced Game Pass before it launched, I don't think there was any like day one, every Xbox game is going to be there. I think it was just, you pay this a month, you get access to this library of games. That's what it should have been. Their back catalog on that is way more interesting to me than any new games coming out. All the Gears games, all the Halo. That's why I think Colin is dead right. If Game Pass ever does come to PlayStation, it won't be what Game Pass is on Xbox. Because all the third party.
I was going to say, is there, I know they have tiers of the kingdom. Is it similar to PS Plus? Mm-hmm. Where like, I don't know.
You can do it for $10 a month, which gives you most of the games, if not all the games, but it doesn't let you play online. And then the $15 a month, or maybe it's $16 now. I can't remember what it went up to.
But they don't have one where it's like
play online and it gives
the
you
classics, but not new games.
Remember,
there's nothing
that,
like that.
They got rid of Games with Gold and they created Game Pass Core, whatever that is.
Yeah.
And I think that might just be the back catalog. I don't know. But that's what it should have been from the beginning. It should have just been a back catalog.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's nothing else they can do except sell their games on PlayStation. And this pretty much confirms, if this is all true, again, I'm just assuming this is true. If it is true, if you want to play Elder Scrolls 6 on PlayStation, you're going to be able to.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
You want to play Doom 3, whatever it's going to be, you're going to be able to. Like, and it makes all the sense in the world. Like, there's really no downside. But Sony can't do that with their first-party games because they want to sell you them for $70. They wouldn't put them on Game Pass over there or something and then just get a little bit of money. And also, they don't want people over there. They want people in their ecosystem to play their must-play. I don't know. It's wild. It was 1 year after they first announced Game Pass. See, I was right. They should not have done that. No. All they had to do was look at this. Like I said, the library is amazing. It is amazing on there. That's what it should have been. I don't know. Sea of Thieves was the first. Okay, Sea of Thieves was the first game. That makes sense. All right, Sean. Derek's got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're not going to read it, right? You want me to just read it out loud?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Oh my God, I can't.
Two questions.
Good Lord, Derek.
Four paragraphs. I don't know if they're questions, Derek. Like you said, we're all reading this for the first time now. Hello, boys. On last week's podcast, in your discussion about the possibility of a Switch 2 releasing this year, Sean pondered, why do we need this? And then proceeded to name Nintendo first-party cartoony games that would not benefit much from new hardware. I want to give my own two cents on why we need this, or more importantly, why Nintendo does. Nintendo is very much a first-party machine, 100%. But they cannot survive exclusively off those titles, so they need that third-party support. This year, the gaming industry has seen thousands of layoffs and studios will be less likely to port their most recent games to hardware running 18-year-old technology and possibly spending hundreds of man hours hoping and praying it works and looks decent. I was just going to say this, and then you wrote it in there, Derek, unlike Mortal Kombat 1. If Nintendo can bring their hardware architecture closer to even the previous generation of systems, then porting would be much easier on developers. Personally, Nintendo can stop innovating. They hit the sweet spot with the Switch, and with the rise of the Steam Deck and PS Portal, I think they are in good position on where the industry could be headed. Sean shouldn't be asking why we need a Switch 2 and ask himself, did we even need a PS5 or an Xbox Series X? Hell, I'd even go so far as saying a PS3 360 was the last innovative generation, and since then, we have had diminishing returns. A touchpad on the controller that was hardly implemented in an innovative way and just ended up becoming an additional button. A solid-state drive saving 3 seconds on loading doesn't impress me much. Anyways, that's my rant. Shania Twain. It's a lot more than saving 3 seconds, I will say that. even like when I've seen gameplay, like when I platinumed Prince of Persia,
mm-hmm.
when you do a fast travel,
it's like boom, boop, boom. Yeah.
And then I saw gameplay on the Switch. It's boom.
Do they go to like a splash screen?
No, he
like,
just sits there could, floating and then.
Wow.
So it is a big difference, but I do agree. The last truly groundbreaking jump was PS2 and OG Xbox to PS3 and the 360.
I mean,
jumping into the HD era, we'll never have another jump like that.
Yeah, The Last of Us, one of the best games ever. PS3 title. GTA 5, one of the best games ever. PS3 title.
That still like, blows my mind.
I understand what you're saying. However, I still, and I feel like I do this a lot. I feel like I'm painting with way too broad a brush. However, I do not understand. There are probably, obviously, there are definitely people out there who only have a Switch and do not have Xbox or PS5. But for the ones that do have a Switch and either of the other two, they're not picking up Call of Duty on their Switch. They're not picking up whatever, I don't know, name another, I mean, any non-exclusive game, they're probably not going to get it on the Switch. Unless there's somebody that just needs to game
well,
on the
and
go.
Even if they are PS4 level of power, they're still way behind where the Xbox and the PS5 are.
But I just feel like those kinds of games, I feel like Nintendo Switch and Switch 2 is a first party machine. For trophy hunters, even.
I still there's nothing on Nintendo. Don't have some kind
That's
of
one of the main
system.
Reasons I will never get a game, even if it's a game like Sea of Stars, that I'm sure runs absolutely identical on Switch to PS5.
It would be perfect in handheld, yeah.
Yeah. Don't want it.
Right.
I want to get the trophies. So, and then things like Mortal Kombat, Call of Duty, all these kinds of things. If you had the option, you're probably not going to get it on the Switch. And if the Switch is your only option, you're probably not too into those games. You're probably more into, sorry for generalizing, things like Smash and Mario Kart and the Animal
Crossing.
Yeah, I kept thinking Animal Kingdom. I'm like, that's not right. So
you're thinking Tears of the Kingdom and Animal Crossing.
So I don't know.
Tears of the Animals.
I do not believe I'm in the minority of people who have a Switch purely for the first party games. And Nintendo first party games are just in general not very graphics intensive, and they don't need to be. They
still
prove that with
Kingdom.
Tears of the Kingdom.
Holy shit.
Like,
yeah.
Other than some crazy innovative, like Breath of the Wild to Tears of the Kingdom, while having more or less the same graphics and taking place more or less in the same world, was still a huge jump. I don't know where you go in the third one, but I also don't think it will look that much better on the Switch 2 than Tears did on Switch. Maybe they've got something crazy in store that not for graphics purposes couldn't have been done on the original Switch. But when you've got however many dozens and dozens of millions of Switches out there,
125, I think.
Wow. They're not, I feel like it's going to be similar to, if not worse, than the PS4, PS5 generation, where for a while, everything's coming out on both. So, I don't know. I feel like even if it does come out this year, at least for first party titles, I bet we're at least 2, maybe 3 years away from having Switch 2 exclusives.
The one that I still, it's in the back of my head, what is Metroid Prime 4? Like, is that a Switch 2 only game now? I don't think they could do that because, man.
Unless they are very sure that they're going to sell.
Even then, you promised it for Switch.
Well, that's true, yeah.
7 years ago. And rebooted it 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the rant, Derek. Thank you, sir. This next one might have some spoilers for Suicide Squad. So if anybody cares about that, we're going to go into spoiler territory. Possibly. All right. Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League has finally been released, and most of us knew it would be mediocre at best and abysmal at worst. But gaming YouTubers appear to have gone collectively crazy over the fact the game delivers on its name. They seem to have a specific issue with the handling of Batman, or more specifically, the Arkham Batman canon. Well, I was one of the people that said The Last of Us 2 story was trash for obvious reasons. I think the difference here is that Batman has 85 years of stories in dozens of media formats told by hundreds of writers, some great and some bad. But Batman will continue on for decades to come, while certain characters in Last of Us will maybe be in one more game and one more season of the show and never be around again. Suicide Squad doesn't kill Arkham Batman any more than any of the sequel trilogies for movies like Indiana Jones, Star Wars, or Jurassic Park killed the original movies. My question is, are YouTubers out of pocket on this, or am I not understanding the issues they have? I loved the Arkham trilogy. I don't want to see Batman killed, but I'm not like, oh. Like, it's not, he's just a character in some, he's not, it's not like when Paul Walker freaking died. This is not a real person. I think people are completely out of pocket.
So you don't have a problem if a beloved video game character gets killed off?
Don't start.
For the record, I don't.
If the game was called Suicide Squad, Keep the Justice League Alive, and then you did it after you showed trailers where Batman's in there and he's a good guy and he's alive, and then those trailers were faked and you put another character in the game.
The one thing I will say that I could maybe understand some of the feelings towards that is just because of Conroy. However, I saw somebody, I don't know who it was, I think it was somebody that worked on the game, although it could have just been a random Yahoo. I think it was somebody that worked on the game that basically said he enjoyed his time working on this game. We are
he didn't know what he signed up for?
Spitting on the legacy. Yes. Like, it's none of, like, so that's the one thing I think you could maybe get upset about. But the people who were like, oh, they literally piss on the Flash, and why do you, it's the Flash. My
first
God.
Off, yes.
And like, yeah, if this is more one of the first times he's been in a video game, and if you want to be that upset that he gets killed. Okay.
It's called Kill the Justice.
Sorry.
Also, I don't know why they even said it's in the Arkhamverse. I think that is so friggin' stupid because it means.
That did not need to.
It means at the end of Arkham Knight, he did fake his death. He's alive. He's out there. For some reason, he's wearing a suit now like the Telltale Batman games. He looks nothing like the Arkham suit, which is weird. Did you watch that? Have you seen him at all?
I haven't seen the cutscenes.
Also, what I was going to say is if you don't like this, you should think of it like I do. I don't really consider this, no matter what they say, part of the Arkhamverse. It makes no sense. We've never seen Superman or the Flash or Wonder Woman or Green Lantern. None of this has happened in three Arkham games.
Yeah.
And we really think Superman's not going to keep an eye on whatever that vigilante over there is doing. Lex Luthor might pull the strings and get them to fight each other over their moms. To me, this is an Elseworld story. This is like the Batman is not Batman in James Gunn's new DCU.
Right.
That's an he even said Elseworlds or something. Like, it is a separate canon. I don't get it. Like,
I feel like people, I mean, if I wasn't already, I'm convinced now that people are just constantly looking for things to get upset about.
Yes.
I don't know how you can even function in life having this mindset. But
I will say, I thought, I actually ended up thinking the reviews, it's like a 60 on Metacritic. I actually thought the reviews were going to come in pretty high for it because I had no faith in the media to actually score a rock steady game low. Like, I saw Kind of Funny gave it a 2 out of 5. I was like, good on you. Again, I haven't played it, so I can't really speak to the quality, but I'm just saying, like, I thought they would be like, no, we have to stick up for developers and we can't cover leaks and blah, 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 you know? But no, it's at a 60 on Metacritic. So people are like, no, this game sucks.
Yeah.
But yes, I think people are out of pocket. I think it's just treat it like in your head, like it's not canon. No one's going to take Batman away from you.
Yeah.
I kind of want to try Arkham Knight again. Now that I know the Bat Tank... No, I don't. Never mind. I just had visions of just strafing around and shooting rockets at other drone tanks. No, never mind. Still a very good game. 8 out of 10, but the first two are better. Thank you, Derek. Sean?
Yes.
Got your ass kicked. What are we playing, Sean? What are you playing?
I think since we last podcasted, I platinum Nobody Saves the World. I finished, although did not platinum, Power Wash Simulator.
Okay.
But I'm basically just waiting for an update, and then I've platinumed it. Please, God.
I'm at 99%.
I got your whole, see, I am more worried about losing that progress than I am them just being full of it. It was like 7 or 8 hours to do
that stupid temple.
And having the trophy not pop. I'm like, I'll take them at their word more so than I trust keeping the exact progress that I had when that update occurs. That scared the crap out of me, so I'm just like...
So I got it to that. I saw
what you should do is go ahead and...
back up my save.
I was going to say, back up a save, then beat it. See if it pops. If it doesn't, then get your save.
Download the save.
Yeah, I would just have multiple, layers.
I go up there and I see the gem. No spoilers, because I still haven't seen the ending. I see the gem, and all of a sudden I hear an airplane. I'm like, what is that? And then I look around. I'm like, what the hell?
Okay, so you basically did...
I just have to clean that diamond.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm done. But then the plane disappears, and I'm like, what?
I don't... Yeah, I won't say
anything. I can't wait to see it. But yeah, so we are both to the point where we... Oh, do you remember the tank game Easter egg for the NBA Jam arcade machines?
No.
No, I don't remember that. I just remember Bill Clinton and
all and the... Big head mode and all that stuff.
What else?
I picked back up because I'm finally clearing my back catalog of platinums. I picked back up Sea of Stars.
Oh!
Making my way through it. I got the beat 10 bosses with the Artful Dodger or whatever it's called. The Relic on. So I'm to the point now where if I hadn't screwed up in the first one, I would have the platinum now.
But now you can just take that relic off the game. And just
yeah, so I took that off. So, I mean, I'm getting there. I'm about to go into Clockwork Tower or whatever it's called.
Okay. And where go up the stairs forever?
I think so. Yeah. And so now I'm so far enough removed from it that I'm kind of out of practice. I had to remember how to play the game.
Timing and everything.
But it's also less of a slog because now it's like... I don't really remember what's coming up, so it's not like I'm just like, that's oh, true. My God, X. Like, so there's that. So my main thing is I want to get the platinum, and I think I'll be fine before Rebirth. That's my goal.
Oh, yeah, you've got 3.5 weeks, almost 4 weeks.
In a perfect world, I finish that. They patch Power Wash, and they update Last Faith with New Game Plus, and I can get that one, boom, 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 knock all of them out, and then I'm officially caught up.
I still am debating if I go back. I think I am going to play. I love that game. I think I'm going to play the PS4 version of Prince of Persia and get that platinum.
Yeah. I could see doing that just maybe later in the year.
Well, yeah, maybe that's true. Maybe
I could see doing it later in the year during a lull.
But honestly, I do want about after now that I know they're fixing it, we're going to get our platinums. I'm going to get the at least the Back to the Future DLC.
Yeah.
Probably SpongeBob because I want to have 100% on this stupid game. I've put 90 hours into this by now. Oh, I don't think I ever told you that. I did start doing all just because I was like, I love washing stuff. I started doing all the side quest things. Like the big, like the bonus jobs or whatever.
The only one I did was Mars, the Mars rover.
Because you needed a trophy for that, yeah. I mean, you needed to do that to get it. You know what I mean.
The only other thing I played... Oh, no, that's not true. I downloaded the Silent Hill...
Oh, yeah.
The short message.
Yeah.
It's kind of very PT-esque. It's just a walking simulator horror game. But you can die. It's basically walk around. There's some cutscenes. The story unfolds. You're getting text messages, flashbacks, all that kind of stuff. And then occasionally, you get to like a real scary part, and there's like creepy music, and your controller's making these like high pitched like, meh, like I can't even just like very. It was giving me goosebumps. Like I don't know. It was weird. And when the creatures like chasing you, but I got to this one part I would guess was like an hour and a half into the game. I don't know how long the game is, but basically you're going through this kind of like maze.
I heard it's
of
like
corridors. Okay, so that's probably pretty close. And the thing comes and gets you, and you got to like turn and get away from it, and then kind of get it to follow you around here so you can get to where it came from. And then you're in this new area, and then again it pops out. And every time it pops out, I like can't get away. I try to turn around real quick and run, and it gets me, and I'm dead. So I'm just like, I was playing it pretty late one night. I was already kind of tired, and I'm just like, I don't know if it's that good.
Most people are saying it's not very good.
It's not, like, I'm probably done with it at this point. Last thing I played, I did check out the Mario vs. Donkey Kong demo.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I like it. So there's, I don't know what the difference is, but there's casual and classic. And it said classic is for people who want more of a challenge. It's exactly what you'd expect.
It was a Game Boy game, right?
Game Boy Advance. Or was it I can't remember. I honestly don't know.
Okay, I just got to shout out Derek in the chat because this is amazing. 70 hours played, actual house still needs to be power washed. That is correct.
I don't understand. This game seems very easy. Even
it
on
looked like it would
classic. I don't know. Okay. I don't know what casual is doing that makes it even easier. But it seemed like it was going to be very repetitive.
Game Boy Advance.
But when you beat it, you get like a quick video. It's probably a lot of stuff that's been shown in trailers and stuff of like, hey, here's some of the later levels. And it's like, okay, well, there is some other cool stuff to do. Like the first, you only get to play like three or four levels, and they're very basic. I think it's $50. I'm not paying $50 for this game. It is kind of fun, but I feel like about $20 is my limit here. Like, it's fun, and maybe for some people it'll be exactly what they want. I would suggest playing the demo. The demo didn't do it for me, but the trailer, whatever you want to call it, the preview thing at the end that shows you more of the game, definitely was like, okay, it's more than just what the demo shows, obviously. $50 still seems too high. I think I'm going to pass on it. But it is fun for what it is, I guess. But I don't know. $50 does not seem
right. Yeah, I couldn't remember if it was going to be 40 or 50.
Yeah. But yeah, that's it.
All I've played this week is Power Wash Simulator. But then it was on sale, so I finally bought Final Fantasy VI Pixel Remaster.
Uh-huh.
I haven't gotten very far. I've only played it for like an hour, I think.
How much?
Further than I did on my 16, I think. It was like 20% off or something.
Yeah.
I got further than I did when I was playing, I guess, what was it? It was probably the PS1 version on my Vita, I guess. It's really cool. It's cool that the Pixel Remasters, I actually didn't know this. I didn't know if they were 4x3 or widescreen. They are widescreen. I don't know why they call it a Pixel Remaster. I get it for Final Fantasy 1 and 2 and 3. Like the 8-bit games, they're like brought up and look better, I guess. This just looks like Final Fantasy 6 in widescreen. Not stretched, you know.
Yeah.
It just looks like Final Fantasy 6. I will say the battle system, I've got the hang of it now because it is the gauge builds up and then you get to pick what you do. I just wish I knew if they were going to go like, it doesn't matter because if one of my attacks kills this thing and I was targeting it with the next guy, he'll
just
target
picks
the other
a different
one. It doesn't
one.
Matter.
Yeah.
So I like that. I've met Kefka. I know this game's supposed to be really sad. Somebody dies, lots of people die or something. I don't know.
That's one thing, like, I'm not spoiling anything because I don't know what it means, but I always hear people talk about some opera house.
Yes, that's the thing.
Scene.
Yeah.
That means I haven't gotten that far. So that means nothing to me. Like, what I've played of the game, it's good. It's a cool world, a cool story, all that. But I feel like I haven't gotten to the really crazy parts. And maybe that's why it's just kind of good at best for me. I think I just haven't gotten to the crazy parts. But
there are some quality of life things, at least that I noticed. Like, it seems like whenever you go into a loading screen from one screen to the next, it pops up and says saving in the bottom right. Now, they've still got the save spots around the world, And you can, if you're on the overworld map, I don't know if the original game was like this, you can hit triangle to go into your menu and then you can do a quick save there. So it seems like I don't have to worry about losing progress, which is why I stopped playing it on my Vita, because I just, I thought it was auto-saving and it wasn't. And I fired it back up and it started me at the beginning. I was like, okay, delete. I am done.
Yeah,
there's not much to say. Oh, the one thing I don't like, this game, we all talk about how Zelda 1 is obtuse. As much as I love that game, I agree 100%. It's obtuse as F. We've got it memorized, so it's not to us. It's easy. To progress the story, so you go through the opening area. That was weird. The opening area where you've got the Magitek armor and stuff. You do this. You don't even know what her name is yet. Blah, blah, blah. She gets knocked out. She wakes up, blah, blah, blah. And then you go, somebody says go south to Farragon or whatever it is and go to the castle there. You go to the castle, you meet some new people, and you meet the king.
Figaro,
yeah. And then you... Figaro. Oh, the opera! Whoa!
Ah, okay. There you go. It all comes together.
But, like, to progress the story then, you have to, like, go... Like, the king tells you, you can go explore the castle. You got to explore the castle, and then you're like, what do I do? If you go out to the map, there's no... There's, like, 17 or something different dots on the mini-map... And nothing's blinking. Nothing's telling you where to go. So I'm like, okay, I go back. And I'm like, I don't know what I do. And then I had to read. And it's like, oh, you got to go back and talk to the king now. I was like, okay, go back, talk to the king. Okay, now Locke is here. So I talk to him. He's supposed to take me to my room, but I'm following him. And then I go into this room. He's not there. And I'm like, well, what the hell do I do now? And it's like, okay, he's over here. How am I supposed to know that?
That kind of sounds familiar.
So I think if I mean, I spent, you know, a little bit of money on this. I do. Everybody says it's this amazing RPG. I do want to see it through. Now, if this is going to take me 30, 40 hours, even when I'm mainlining it.
I don't think so.
And you can edit stuff, too. You can change how much. I don't know if other Final Fantasies back then did this. You can change how much gil you earn and experience. You can go up to like 2 times, or you can go to half, like all the way down to half or maybe a quarter. So if you want to make it harder on yourself, so I jumped that stuff up to double because I'm like, I suck at these games, but I kind of want to play this.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. I don't like how obtuse it is. So I may just play through it with a guide. I'm not even thinking about the platinum in this game because I assume it's difficult. But yeah, I bought it. I want to play it. Hopefully I'll see it all the way through.
Cool. You'll probably beat it before I will.
Do you still have it on there?
That's what I was looking for. It doesn't look like I ever bought it. I could have sworn I had it on here, but maybe it was just on my iPhone? Because there's Final Fantasy VI. But this is like the... Oh, but this is the Pixel. I wonder if the version I had, they took down...
Oh, probably.
In place of the Pixel remasters or something. Because I could have sworn that...
Probably.
I had it, but... Yeah, I don't know. Well... I've once again started the game and apparently lost the progress.
It will
so
never
I'll have to
it.
Start over again. Whatever.
Whatever. All right, Sean. That's all we've been playing this week. Do you want to get to a finally busy news of the week?
Let's do it.
Glad that button still works.
Final Fantasy VI old version.
Can you download it?
I'm going to try.
Hopefully your save data is like in the cloud or something.
We'll see.
Sean... We got a state of play.
Yes.
Right off the top, I will say this. Obviously, I'm biased because of how this ended, and we'll get to there in all its glory. I cannot remember another state of play that was this freaking good. And I didn't even realize there was no first-party games in it until after I was like, oh my God, we still don't know what actually Sony's first party is doing other than the Insomniac leaks. But I was like, well, I don't care because everything here was freaking awesome. What did you think overall of the show? And then we'll go through what was there.
I thought overall it was okay, which is about as good, maybe a little better than I would have hoped for. My hopes were very low and nothing blew me away. There's some stuff that I'm like, that looks cool. But like, I thought it was a C.
Really?
But that's all I was expecting. I mean, yeah, I wasn't expecting much.
I thought it was an A+.
What I was really hoping is that, and we'll get to it.
They still have to do a showcase.
Rise of the Ronin was going to hook me. It did not. I still do not think I care about this game.
I'm kind of iffy on that. All right, let's get into it. So they led off with Helldivers 2. It's coming out February 8th. I am very interested to see how this game does. I don't know how it's going to do. Because Foam Stars launches for free. Why was it not going to let you play it?
This application will no longer be available for purchase. However, those who have already purchased this version may continue to play and or re-download the... Okay.
Hopefully there's iCloud. Helldivers 2, it got a new trailer. It looks super fun. If this was launching on PS Plus, like Foam Stars is, I would be like, okay, let's jump in, Sean. This will be fun.
Yeah.
Your save data is gone, isn't
it? I think it is. I'm not buying it again. No. I could always replay this version, but anyway.
So, Helldivers 2, does it do anything for you?
That actually, I'm gradually getting more and more interested in this game. I had almost no interest to begin with. I never played the first one.
I just don't understand why it's $50. Why is this not a free-to-play game?
Well, there's that. This is one that I may just... it's certainly not a day one game for me.
Yeah.
But if it ever came to PS Plus, I would play it immediately.
Yeah, for sure.
That's kind of where I'm at.
I will say that, like, I'm going to try Foam Stars just because it's free. I might as well. Like,
yeah.
It's probably going to be stupid, but yeah, Helldivers 2 is Helldivers 2. Then we get Herman Hulst, and he talks a little bit, and he's like, let's go, y'all. And then we see Stellar Blade. I will say this trailer, I think I'm sold on this game.
This is another one that I'm like, okay, I'm still maybe just over the fence now. I think before I was
under
it. Perched right on it, maybe climbing onto it. I think I'm over the fence now, but it may also be a wait and see. Like, yeah. There's not any games that I saw that I'm like, I need this.
Well, there was one that I saw.
Well, yeah.
There's one we didn't see that I need it on my next PlayStation as well. I like that we got a little bit of the story. What I don't know about this game is it just going to be a crazy, fast, fun action game, or is this going to be a Souls-like? And I couldn't really tell.
Yeah.
I like the gameplay. Helldivers 2 is $40. Okay, I thought it was $50. I like the story. It is funny that there's Adam and Eve. They're going to Zion. It's like, okay, I see what you're going for here. The one thing I worry about this game, though, this is one of those games where I don't know that I'm going to be comfortable playing it.
Right, because Jess like, is gonna oh, walk I in see going, what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, okay. Big booty, big boobs. Okay, yeah. And how many outfits? How many different outfits did we see of her?
It seems like
it's a Kojima game. This is like quiet all over again. And especially the camera angles. Every time she's walking in somewhere, it's just like, here's her butt. It looks super fun. So it's a mix of like melee and gunplay. You can upgrade your weapons with Lily or whatever the girl's name was. Basically, it's a post-apocalyptic Earth where the humans have escaped after these nano whatever. I can't remember what the bad guys are called. But you also fight people in this. So you fight the aliens and you fight the people too. And I said it looks insane, the gameplay. It looks super fun. I will say the two games that they said were definitely going to be in this, I was like, I thought I would come out of it more excited for Rise of the Ronin than this. I'm more excited for this.
April 26th. I am too, honestly. I think if this is more Bloodborne and less Devil May Cry, I'm in. If it's more Devil May Cry, I can probably pass. But either way, again, it's probably not day one for me, regardless.
Hold on. Look at how stupid Adam Schefter is, because I've got alerts set up for him. Look at the first tweet he sent, and then he corrected it in the next one. The 49ers and Commanders are here for the Super Bowl. Wait, I mean the 49ers and the Chiefs. Idiot. Yeah. All right, next up, I honestly thought this was a new game. I didn't know it was a remake. I mean, I know Sonic Generations is a thing, but I thought this was a new Generations game. So they announced Sonic Cross Shadow Generations. It's out this fall. It's a remake of the original Generations game, but Shadow the Hedgehog now has a campaign. This makes perfect sense coming out in fall with Sonic 3, the movie coming out, with a certain character obviously going to be in it.
So
synergy.
I was watching this as I was driving home from work, so I wasn't paying super close attention. However, and maybe this is like, yeah, duh. because I don't know anything about generations. I know there's Shadow. I get it. Were there two Sonics?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's a mix of 2D levels and 3D levels.
But why are there two Sonics? Are these two different Sonics in the Sonic universe?
I don't think you need to think that much about it. It's just there's a 2D Sonic and a 3D Sonic.
But they looked identical.
No, they didn't. They look a lot. If you see them, no, they look, oh, where they're both flying through the air, they did look similar. But if you see them standing next to each other, they look different.
Okay. I was just driving and trying to watch them. Like, why are there, are those both Sonic? What is going on? I was very confused, but okay.
Yeah, I thought it was a brand new Generations game, but it turns out it's a remake. That's fine. People are excited. I'm not. So not everything in this was great. So now we get Zenless Zone Zero. Hoyoverse. Japanese people like to make just like these, they like to put certain kinds of women in these games with.
I tuned out. I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of remember it, but.
It's just the Hoyoverse. It's Starkai Hongrail. Honkai Star Rail.
Starkai Hongrail.
That's a good short because I just was like, you just zoom in on my face as I'm trying to figure out what I just said.
It's not right, but why?
What is it? Yeah, Honkai Star Rail. It's those people. It's the same game. Make a short of that. Foam Star's got another trailer.
By the way, I sent you that thing earlier because it was one. I figured it was 1 year today.
Foam Star's got another trailer. It's Foam Star's. Foam Star Runner. Dave the Diver is coming to PlayStation in April. I honestly, I don't know why I said that.
I still don't understand what this game is. I had never heard of it before the Game Awards, and then everybody was talking about it.
I thought it was on PlayStation already. I thought it came to everything. So what it is there was a game like this. Oh, my God. Who was it? Somebody in the chat. God, I can't remember who it was now. Moonlighter, that's the game I'm thinking of, where you run a shop and then at night you go into the dungeons and you kill stuff and collect stuff to sell at your shop during the day. Basically what you do in this is you run a sushi shop, but the game, so you make sushi for people, but then during the day you go and you kill all the fish so you can turn them into sushi. So it's like a restaurant management game combined with a fish hunting game. A fishing game, I guess that would be.
Fish hunting.
But I mean, you're otherwise in the water. If you're scuba diving, then you're not really fishing. You're shooting them with a harpoon and stuff. And it's also getting a free Godzilla expansion in May. Moonlighter. Yep, I got it.
I hope you get to kill Godzilla and surf him as sushi.
Are you feeding him? That's what nobody knows. Like, are we feeding sushi to Godzilla or are we hunting Godzilla? Dave the Diver is going to kill Godzilla. Mothra can't. Mothra. I don't know what that word was. This game does nothing for me. It's a funny
put it
game.
On PS Plus and maybe I'll check it out. But
it's a funny game, but I just don't care. Next up, we got a trailer for V Rising, and I wrote it here, but I swear I didn't know what V Rising was. I feel like I've heard of it before. Now that I know what it is, but I thought it was Castlevania. Something with the guy when he rises up like this. It was like Alucard in the show, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute. This guy's got like long flowing gray or blonde hair. What is happening here? And he's chopping down stuff. And I was like, is this Breath of the Wild? Like, what is happening here? And then it turns out it's just an action RPG, kind of like Diablo and stuff. V Rising. It's already been out on PC. It looks really cool. I wish it was Castlevania.
Yeah.
So it is coming to PlayStation sometime in 2024. Like I said, it's already out on PC and Steam. What did you think? It looks cool, but it's not Castlevania, so I'm not going to play it.
Yeah.
Then we got a trailer for Silent Hill, the Sean message. It's out now for free. Sean already talked about it. I think at this point, if I was going to download it and play it, it was going to be that day, and I forgot about it. And now everybody says it sucks, so I'm like, no. All right, so then we get a trailer for Silent Hill 2. What did you think of this?
I was let down. Okay. This is one that I'm like, I want them to, like, ever since Resident Evil 7, like, new Resident Evils and even remakes of old Resident Evils, just 10 out of 10, 10 out of, well, Nemesis wasn't great, but, like, they're just killing it. Yeah. And I'm like, do that with Silent Hill and I'm in. And I don't know.
I wrote down that the combat looks rough.
And it should. I mean, it's not meant to be. There's not. Combat's like.
What are these enemies? This thing is like walking. It's like walking on its hands with no head or anything. It's got two legs up here with the feet cut off. I'm like, what the hell is this? I think the game, when it's just when you're just walking around, I think it looks good. The weird thing for this is we didn't get a date. We didn't. Not only did we not get a date, we didn't even get a window. We didn't get a year. Nothing.
Yeah.
This could still be pre-alpha footage. This game could be a year or two away.
Yeah. Which so I'm not.
That gives me hope.
Yeah.
Although I've never played a Bloober Team game. Everybody, when that was announced, they were like, Silent Hill's getting remade. Silent Hill 2's getting remade. Yes. Bloober Team's making it.
Like, what else have they done?
Evil Within. Maybe. No, that's not them. I don't know. Killing Floor. Layers of Fear. Layer of Fear. I don't know. They've made horror games, but none of them have been like above a 7 at the most.
Okay.
I do like some of the stuff though, like where you're shooting them, and like if you shoot the enemy in its bottom legs, not its top legs, it's like, oh, and it falls down. I like that. It looks creepy as hell. I'm surprised they didn't show Pyramid Head.
Is he in the second one?
I think he's in every one.
Oh, okay. He's I think of him in the first one.
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, I haven't played him, so yeah. I could be completely wrong. But yeah, I just wrote down, we don't have a date yet, no window, and hopefully Blooper ends up doing it right. But
yeah,
I don't think I'm as down on it as a lot of people are, but I don't think it looked, I would say, good.
Right. So far. Yeah.
But again, far away, just fix it and do it right. Then we get a trailer for Judas. My most anticipated game right now, not counting Final Fantasy because it's a few weeks away. Don't even count that. There's Death Stranding 2, and then there's this. Now, who knows what Nintendo is going to announce, a new Mario, new Zelda, whatever. I hate that we didn't get a date for this. Silent Hill 2, don't care. I was when I saw this pop up and I was like, I saw Ghost Story Games, I was like, Judas, yes, they're going to say 2024. The fact that they didn't even say 2025 worries me. I'm like, Ken, what is taking? I like, do it, make it right, take your time. But like, man, this game looks like it's going to blow my freaking mind.
This maybe was my game of the show. It was probably my game of the show.
Death Stranding was mine. That's obvious. This is a very close second.
Yeah. The only thing that I'm worried about is it looks awesome. However, I'm worried that it's got Callisto Protocol written all over it. I'm like, you tried to recreate Dead Space and it didn't work. Now they're trying to recreate BioShock. Is it going to work? I hope so. I'm already, even before I played Callisto, this looks a lot better than that did. So I'm hoping it's more, it's more Bloodstained than Callisto.
It's Ken Levine. I have no worries about this game. Yeah. I like how you could tell it's a BioShock game without being a BioShock game. It's a mix of gunplay and your plasmid powers or whatever they're called. It seems like the voiceover seemed like you're like being watched by AI at all times, or you're like in the Matrix or something. It says fix what you broke at the end. It's something that there was a press release or something where Ken Levine was saying it's like there's going to be a lot of, it's not going to be a linear story like BioShock was, I think is what he was saying, that there's paths you can go down that like, do you fix what you've broken in this city thing, or do you let it stay broke? So I don't know if it's just you choose to be good or you choose to be bad, whatever.
Yeah.
That one part where you like see your hands are getting 3D printed, like I'm like, what is happening? And then that chick tackles you and she puts a J on you for Judas, but then it seems like you are Judas.
So yeah, I couldn't figure that out.
Well, maybe that was in the press release, and maybe that plays into it, like Judas. Okay, are you gonna turn your back? Or are you gonna like?
Yeah.
You burn some dude's face off. That looked crazy. And I just wrote, I need this game.
Yeah.
This like, oh my God. It's got to be next year, right? Obviously, I've given up hope for this year now.
Yeah, but I would think next year. It seems like it's relatively far along.
I hope a lot of that was gameplay.
Yeah.
And not just cuts, you know, not just pre-rendered stuff just to show off what the game's going to be. Give it to us, Ken. I am ready. Then we got a trailer for probably one of the coolest looking VR games I've ever seen. I've never played the Metro games. This was like, wow. This looks like a AAA PSVR 2 game.
Yep.
it looks awesome.
Yeah.
It's a prequel to the other Metro games. I have not played my PSVR 2 since I got motion sick. It's like I'm so scared to go back to it after that stupid kayak game got me all messed up. But I want to. I still haven't played Resident Evil 4. I only played Village for, 20 minutes or something. I don't know that I'm going to buy that. I think this is because, again, I haven't played the Metro games. But and apparently the novels are supposed to be amazing, too. I didn't know it was Metro because when they said something Ludwig von...
Yeah, when they gave that name, I'm like, am I supposed to know who that is?
It's like, oh, he wrote the books. Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah, any other thoughts on Metro Awakening?
It looks good. It's maybe the most excited I've been for a VR game that was not just a VR version of another game, if that makes sense. Like, first original VR game. Probably the most excited that I've been.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, all the other ones are Resident Evil, pretty much. But, like, yeah, I don't know. It looks good. It's probably still, like, wait and see. Like,
everything's
very hesitant.
Now. Except if Alex ever shows up, everything for me is wait and see.
Yeah.
Then we got another VR trailer. It was weird that they called out PSVR 2 and PS5 games, and then they showed only two PSVR 2 games. Legendary Tales VR, it's out right around the corner, February 8th. I thought this was Asgard's Wrath.
So did I. Well, I was watching, I'm like, I don't know what this is. And then that was kind of in the back of my mind. And then it ends with, like, Mjolnir.
Mjolnir.
I'm like, wait, is this that? And then it was like, Legendary Tales. I'm like, oh, is that the name of the game? Or is that like a, like... Legendary Tales.
Asgard's
Wrath. Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for. And then it just stopped. I'm like, oh, it's called Legendary Tales.
Also, horrible name. Yeah. You could not get any more generic than Legendary Tales. I will say it looks cool that, like, you're bashing the skeletons and stuff. There's a lot of interactivity in the environment. It didn't look great, but I don't really mind because there's so much going on in the environment. But am I crazy or is every enemy that they fought in that the same enemy? Was it all that same skeleton? Are you just fighting Stalfos over and over and over again?
Literally, it might have been, actually. I remember having the same thought, but I can't remember if they ever showed anything else. It's nothing that... I mean, it's cool that it's out soon. And if it gets great reviews, maybe I'll check it out, but I don't know.
Next up.
It kind of sucks that they're like, and PSVR 2 titles. It's like, we can say plural because there's two. But, like, I mean, I should have expected that, but...
No Half-Life. Next up, I never played the first, but I think I'm excited for this, but then Colin said something that I'm like, okay, you got to be kidding me. Dragon's Dogma 2 got a new trailer. It's out March 22nd. I was watching this, and I don't know why I didn't know it was Dragon's Dogma because it said Capcom because I was like, oh, okay. I was like, oh, this is that Monster Hunter game. It's not. And then I saw all the magic, and they're like, bleep, 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 bleep. And I was like, well, I don't think this is Monster Hunter. And then I find Dragon's Dogma 2. And I was like, oh, yeah, idiot. This is only 30 frames per second on console. There's no performance mode.
Yeah. At launch, or like, that's it? Period. That's just, wow.
PC's getting 60 frames per second. So I was actually talking to my therapist about this game because he played the original one, and he said it was, like, way too far ahead of its time. Because
I don't know anything about
action, like, RPG with a party, but your party, at least in the original one, it was really based on, like, your party, the AI in the game learning how you play. Learning how you play. So it's like if you're facing a really big enemy, do you stay away and, like, range attack them, like I probably would, like I did Demon Souls, or do you go up there and you're meleeing them, and then they learn, okay, so this is how he fights against these enemies, I'm going to do this to help him out. And it's supposed to be really cool. And now that the technology is finally here,
oh, your party adjusts.
Your party,
I thought you were saying that the enemies
Party adjusts, which sounds super cool.
Okay.
Now
do you control your party, or your party's all, like, is it more like,
no, I think
Crisis Core, where, like, you control your guy, and everybody else kind of does their own thing.
I mean, not Cloud, Zach,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
People are super.
Capcom's gotten enough goodwill with me that I'm like, at Capcom, I'll give it a shot. I'm not into Monster Hunter. This, I'm like, okay. It looks close enough to my kind of game, and it's Capcom, that I'm tempted to just be like, sure, let's try it out.
Yeah. I feel like this could hit like a 90 on Metacritic. I feel like this is going to be really good. Capcom, we have so much faith in them that we forget they put out that not Turok game with the dinosaurs falling out of the sky that was horrible.
Yeah. Did that come out? I don't even
know. It came out and it went like a fart in the wind.
Speaking of which,
why do you think I said it? Next up, Rise of the Ronin. It's out March 22nd. It is set in 19th century Japan. There's modern weapons like guns that have made their way to the East. And there's a flamethrower, which was called a fire pipe, I think, which was a funny name. Enemies are a mix of people and fantastical. This was when I saw this, I was like, this is why I get Black Myth Wukong and Rise of the Ronin confused.
Yeah.
Because I thought this was just fighting samurais, and then this like thing comes out, and I'm like, oh, okay, it's not that. You get a grappling hook, so you can go, then you can float, and you've got like Aloy's glider thing to get around. They showed him using a stealth attack with his grappling hook where he scorpioned the guy and said, get over here, and then he didn't like kill him. He like attacked him, and then he's like, oh, he's still alive. Gotta attack more. And it was just weird. Like, why do you not have a kill blow
right
after you scorpion someone over to you? You can ride horses also. Parrying's a big point of the combat. This looks like Assassin's Creed meets Sekiro, is what I thought, just watching it.
Or the other one.
Ghost,
that's the one.
Parrying is a big point of the combat. I think I might have said that already. I don't remember. But I don't know. I'm not good at parrying. I wasn't even good at parrying in Prince of Persia.
Pretty easy parrying game.
I'm bad. I ended up turning the parry window to easy. I'm not going to lie. I could have sworn I saw on the screen it said push L2 to shoot your gun. I was like, push L2 to shoot your gun, not to aim it? So I don't know if maybe that's because there's a dual wield thing going on where you can have your
probably
sword ready
and sword
you can still
is R1
shoot.
And, yeah.
I said at the end, it looks like there was E. Honda and he had a big old club, like he was Chuck Rock or something. The Wolverine enemies from Resident Evil 4 were there. I don't know. This, it looks like Assassin's Creed matched with Sekiro. So I don't know. You said this didn't impress you much. What do you think?
I was going to try to sing the song and then I couldn't remember the words. Oh, so you're Brad Pitt. Didn't she say that at one point?
She does. But then what did she say recently? Oh, I think it was the Grammys last year or something. She was like, oh, so you're Ryan Reynolds. And he was sitting right there and he's like, wait, what did I do? I mean, she was just joking around, but it was funny.
I feel about this game.
I also don't know if this is a Soulsborne game because it's Team Ninja. So I don't know if this is like Neo more than Assassin's Creed.
Right. To me, this makes me think of Ghost, for better or for worse, which I was not into. And the reviews were pretty good. And I was still like, I don't care. And then I saw you play it. I'm like, okay, this actually looks pretty good. And it was almost my game of the year that year. I don't remember what else came out that year.
I never
year.
Finished it. I don't know why.
Was that remake year? I'm trying to think of what game of the year was that year.
It was Remake. It was Last of Us 2. It was the PS5 launch. So we got Demon Souls, Immortals Fenyx Rising.
I think it was 3 or 4 for me. It was below Demon Souls, below Remake. But I love that game. That's kind of where I'm at on this. Like, I don't think I'm in. Even if the reviews are really good, I don't think I'm in. I would almost have to see it. I would almost have to see you play. Like, I don't think just watching reviews is going to sway me, even if they're...
You want to see somebody play it that you know how they play.
Kind of, yeah. So, I don't know. It didn't do it for me. This was the one game that I'm like, I want to want this. Just give it to me. And it didn't give it to me.
Uh-huh.
Also, I don't know why. I mean, I probably should have known this. The setting seems weird. Like,
the way it's like a modern city, but also
like
weird.
19th century Japan. It's like there's samurais, but there's also just like
guns,
brick buildings.
Yeah.
Like, it's just such a weird, I hope I use the word right, juxtaposition of like, it just seems like it should be, I don't know when Ghost was set. Centuries before that, I think.
I think it was the 17th century.
And it's like, that just, it was like samurai time. Just nothing but samurais and horses. And this is like, I don't know. It's just, there's something about the setting just seems off to me. And I'm sure it's completely realistic and all that, but it just, it's a weird mix for me. I don't know. I think I'm out.
I'm a wait and see for sure. There's a lot of wait and sees for me this year. Next up, the penultimate announcement was the rumors are true. Until Dawn is getting a PS5 and PC re-release. I wrote why, but apparently they're actually remaking this. A lot of stuff has changed since the original. I never played the original.
I never played it either.
Like, I think I might even have got it on PS Plus at one point. I might have it in my library.
It's on Yeah, I think I've got it.
Okay.
Or it's part of like the PS Plus.
The collection or something?
Yeah. I don't even know like what the gameplay. When I think I get this, what's the multiplayer game?
Dead by Daylight?
I think I get it confused with that. Where this like you're trying to like set, you have to be quiet and you're trying to like do stuff. And there's like the guy walking around.
Jason's walking around or something.
Yeah. Is that Dead by Daylight?
I think
I get that. And this
also Friday
confused.
The 13th and whatever. This is more just like you're watching a movie and it's choose your own adventure.
But is there like action? Do you fight? Do you shoot?
I don't know. I don't think so, but I don't know. I think it's really just choose your own adventure.
Okay.
And Hayden Panettiere is in it. They probably that was a bigger deal 10 years ago. Has she even done anything?
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I don't even know. And then the final game is here. Death Stranding 2 on the Beach is the name. It's confirmed.
I hate the title.
I don't like the name, but I don't care. It's out 2025. Really? Like, I really thought...
It sounds like that should be, like, Dead or Alive Volleyball on the Beach or something. Like, On the Beach just seems like a weird... I mean, I get it. I know, like, I get it enough to understand the beach, but, like, it doesn't seem to go... On the Beach seems like a weird... Whatever. Subtitle.
You know, like, the beach is where the in-between...
I get it.
Yeah.
But it just seems strange.
So that was George Miller at the beginning, the director of Mad Max and everything. And Fragile are cutting open this casket or something with a girl inside. And then he's like touches these octopus-looking suck things. And the little spike comes out. And then it shoots the tar at Fragile. And then she's like... Ugh! She takes off her glove. And it's aging her hand. But her hand is not aged anymore. We saw that in the first trailer that it was like... Was this before? Because her body, everything...
Is it Wonderland?
No, it's not. It's all... her body is that of a 90... Looks like a 90-year-old because she got thrown out into Timefall by Higgs, Troy Baker. Everything except her face. But now, in the first trailer we saw, her arms look normal, and now her hand looks normal until that black stuff touches it, and then it gets old again. I don't know what's going on. She's got the hand things like this. They were freaking me out. Did you notice that Sam and Fragile, I know you did, when they're in the ship, they're blue?
Yeah.
Okay. Some people were saying, like, I thought Kojima just didn't have time to render this. I'm like, no, you idiot. Do you even remember the first game? So, like, when you die in Death Stranding and you go into the seam, you are blue. Or, like, at the end of the game, there's one where you're running around on the beach. You're stuck in the beach. You're blue. This was done on purpose. This is done either to show us that they are somehow... moving, maybe that's how you get from North America and Mexico to Europe or something. They're using the beach to travel somehow in that big Metal Gear ship thing. I don't know why, but that's what's happening. They mentioned that there's other crew members in the ship. Their rooms are all like yours. I looked at the weapons. It looks like there was definitely some old ones. There were some new ones there as well. They say that you're traveling. It looks like your first mission is connecting Mexico. So now we know the gameplay is Death Stranding. You're going to go out there. You got your new key.
Yeah, deliver packages.
You're going to go out there, deliver packages. You're going to bring them on the network. But they hinted that it's not just that. The puppet. Holy shit. This thing was so freaking cool. When that thing started moving, I was like, holy. They slowed down. This is like 2 frames a second. This is awesome looking. Makes no sense. Nothing in this makes sense.
There, you know what that reminded me of is I just saw a thing on, I think it's on Twitter, must have been, a trailer for a new horror movie coming. I think it's called Stop Motion.
Oh.
And it's something about, I don't understand what's going on, but it's like this person, this like filmmaker who makes stop motion movies. Mm-hmm. And somehow she ends up in it, or it comes to life, or something. So there's like real
like Saturday
people.
Nightmares.
There's like real people, but then there's also like stop motion stuff going on with them, and so it's like, you know, 6 frames per second compared to them. That's kind of what that reminded me of.
Yeah. We never see. Oh, and it was funny that they did the thing like they did like Mimir, like he was going to put him on his ass, yeah. like Mimir, and he's like, no, come on, I don't want to be next to your butt. I want to ride shotgun. I just thought that, I don't know if they were making fun of Mimir or what, but if that guy is going to be like Mimir in this, I like that. So it's not just going to be Norman Reedus walking around going, keep on keeping on. The puppet is obviously going to talk to you throughout the journey and stuff. I think that's why he's there.
Yeah.
You never see what is in the BB pod when it's connected to Sam. It's always black. And it's normally in the first game, I think it just when you like turn it on is when it lights up. We never see who is in there. We see Troy Baker touch it and his hair goes up like, oh, would you look at that? So I don't know. We don't know what the BB is in there. We see lots of different biomes. We see what I guess is Mexico, but it's all rocky and stuff. We see the amazing desert that looks just so cool. We see these like mountain ranges that are like crumbling. I'm like, this game, this is going to be the first time we see the Decima engine on PS5 only, because Horizon Forbidden West had to come out on PS4 also. We're going to see just how powerful this engine is.
Yeah.
You see Sam running away from this river coming, and you see a bridge that somebody made, and it just destroys it. And I was like, oh, I didn't even think that's cool that like you can build stuff or people can build stuff. And then like, I guess we're going to have natural disasters in this and they can take them out. That's cool. It's like SimCity, you know?
Yeah.
Fragile says the death. I know you did this and you connected America, but the Death Stranding is far from over. Dun, dun, dun. I said, this looks beautiful and batshit crazy. She says something about your original team went their separate ways. We do later on hear Guillermo del Toro's character, Dead Man, talking, but we never see him. So he's in there for sure. The vehicles look like they look like just the same, like the truck and the trike thing look the same, except Sam's sitting like he's on the toilet in them instead of like just like he's exposed instead of riding it like a motorcycle or just getting in a truck and driving it.
What was the ridiculous name from the first one?
Die Hard Man.
Is he in this?
I don't know. We haven't seen him. He was the president when the last one ended. Spoiler alert.
President Die Hard Man.
We see him fighting these robot enemies. These robot enemies are floating like they're the BTs in the original game, but they're robots. And then you see Sam just like, oh, I don't need this package. I'm like, okay. And then Troy Baker Higgs shows up. They say...
So,
hold on. They say he found a way back from the beach just to kill them.
This sounds like somehow Palpatine survived.
No.
I don't know anything about the first game. First of all, I was like, oh, that's Troy Baker. Then I was like, wait a minute. I thought Troy Baker was in the first one. Maybe I'm crazy. So he was, but was he shooting? Was he...
No.
Had like a electric guitar gun in the first one? Or this is like totally...
No. This is all new. Now, okay. The makeup is all new. The crow...
Okay, so he looked nothing like that in the first one.
No.
Okay.
But in the first one, you do... Like she was saying, we left it like... This is not a Palpatine situation. Fragile, slight spoilers, I guess, for Death Stranding. You don't care.
I don't.
Oh, we never waved when we were talking about spoilers.
Come back.
They've been on mute forever. I won't spoil it. Basically, I can tell you off the air, but the way it's left, you beat him up and stuff, and then it's like, it seems like maybe he was killed off screen, but maybe he wasn't. You have no confirmation that he's ever dead. So this makes sense. But they say he came back. Now, he could have just been stranded on the beach, which would make sense in the story. They say he came back to kill them. But then he's talking to them and everything. People kept saying he was the Joker. I was like, no, that's Sting / the Crow. That's not the Joker. Sam asks Higgs, was it you, Higgs? Did you kill Lou? And I was like, what the fuck? Lou's dead? What the hell? And he's like, Higgs says, you still don't. He still doesn't know, does he? And then just after this is when he takes the BB pod and it's like, oh, and he's like, oh, that's weird. And then the friggin' cyborg ninjas show up and he's like, oh, you sons of bitches. Bam, 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 bam. Shooting a rail gun out of his guitar. And then he's got like, then he takes it up like this and it's got a red line and he's fighting these cyborg ninja things. And then I'm like, wait, is Higgs a good guy in this? Like, is he going to help you? Because it seems like he might be helping you because he's fighting off the cyborg ninjas.
I need to stop you right there. If this was anything but a Kojima game, you would say this is the stupidest looking thing ever.
If this was anything but a Kojima game, it wouldn't exist.
Well,
there's no one else that could get this greenlit. But I will say, remember, before Death Stranding came out, I was like, I don't know about this, man. This is weird. I don't know what the trailers are saying. This story looks weird. I'm just going to deliver packages. I don't know how this is. And then it was my game of the year. Like, it's because he didn't let me down on the first one that I'm like, I am all in. Like, everybody that I've heard that loved Death Stranding is like, this is my most anticipated game, period, that is out there now, because it is so freaking insane.
Okay,
what is happening in here.
Jumping ahead a little bit, but not too much. Most anticipated game. This, Delta, untitled next Kojima game. Which is like your... What's the pecking order there between those three? Based on what we know now, which is not much about any of them.
I'm most excited for Death Stranding 2. Because I still don't as excited as I am that they're remaking Metal Gear Solid 3. The more and more I think about it, I'm like, oh God, are they gonna screw this up? You know?
Yeah.
And then while I'm so excited, that's because we don't know anything about it. So that's third. Okay. I don't have to go through all this. Sam the man, Higgs says. Sam the man in the dark about everything. So Higgs is like, I don't know if he's going to be a good guy. I said, Kojima really loves cigarettes. We see Elle Fanning's character finally towards the end. She's like looking at them with the floating body and stuff. And she's like, But then as she walks away, you can see the strings. So I'm like, why does she have freaking strings on her? Is she dead?
There are no strings on me.
Then we hear Dead Man talking. But he says BB-28 was incinerated before Sam met Lou. And then Sam looks over at the pod and the light comes on that it's just hanging on his wall and it's empty. I have no friggin' clue what the hell happened to Lou. What is happening in this game?
Me neither.
Oh, and Higgs also says to Sam, oh, looks like you decided to trade in the rope for a stick. I love how just fourth wall breaking, because Kojima always talked about ropes and sticks with Death Stranding. Yeah. He's like, oh, you traded in the rope for a stick. I think that's telling us.
It's going to be more action.
And hopefully the action is better. Because it was, man, the little bit we had was not great. And I'm like, you did Metal Gear Solid 5, where the combat and that was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Do you care at all about this?
No.
Oh, I am so...
It looks more fun than the first one, but I don't know how much stock to put into that trailer, because like you said, if it is a lot more just running around delivering packages... I don't know.
I'm so happy. This trailer is freaking nuts, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Yeah. So then we end.
What I will say.
Go.
I'd rather have OD than this.
Not me.
I think
OD. I have no clue for sure, but I gotta think that is Kojima's, like, this is obviously his number one priority, and that's kind of like whatever.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And I don't know what that is gonna end up, how much of a game it's even gonna be, you know what I mean. It seems like it's more of like an experimental cloud something. You remember the guy, the naked guy on his phone taking a video of it? Like, there's something with, I don't know what it's gonna be.
Yeah.
And then Herman Hulst is up there with Kojima, and they announce that he is working on a next generation new action espionage game / movie / music / fashion. He's making a non-Metal Gear Metal Gear. Now, the reason I said this is number three for me is, A, we don't even know if this is ever going to get made. B, this is going to be on PS6. Because if Death Stranding 2 is not out till next year, that game, so that's going to take him at least 6 years to make, because the first one came out in 2019. I don't know when they started pre-production. Maybe 5 or 6 years, whatever. I don't just love Metal Gear because it's stealth, because it's tactical espionage action. I love it because it's Metal Gear.
Yeah.
Am I going to be so drawn into this like I was Metal Gear? Probably not. That's the only reason I'm like, yeah, at first I was like, oh my God, he's making a not Metal Gear Metal Gear. And who knows? By the time that happens, maybe Konami is like, he can make Metal Gear for you. Just pay us 10%, whatever. Just go make Metal Gear. Who knows?
Right.
He said his 40th anniversary of game development is coming up, and he says, quote, "I am confident that this title will be the culmination of my work," end quote. So everything's been leading up to this. In a tweet, they said, "With the full support of SIE, this new action espionage game will use cutting-edge technology and a stellar cast to deliver an experience like no other, blurring the boundaries between film and games, offering noir, I think it's supposed to say near-lifelike graphics, and new takes on interactive entertainment." And then it pans out, and it says Pheasant. So Pheasant, and it was confirmed on Twitter that that's the working title. It has to be on PS6. I think people are going way too far with this. Like, Kojima's making this, and he's also going to make a movie out of this, and there's going to be fashion. I'm like, no, I just think this is going to probably be, and this is saying something, this will probably end up being the most cinematic game he's ever made, is what I think that means.
Yeah.
And when you think of, like, fashion and stuff, whenever Sam puts on a pair of Snake in Metal Gear Solid 5, when he puts on glasses, it's like, JF Ray sunglasses by, you know, and the watch, it's like, Seiko Corporation, S211 watch, whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. So that's how they close out the show. What did you think, Sean?
Of that?
Yeah. Of Pheasant. Physical, interactive is what I think they're going for there, something like that.
I'm already more excited for that than Death Stranding 2.
Of course, yeah, I get that.
But, yeah, I mean, it's, I would guess at least 5 years out.
At least, yeah.
Yeah. But, I don't know, we'll see.
That was State of Play. They end it by saying there will be a Final Fantasy VII Rebirth State of Play coming February 6th.
I don't want to watch that, but I feel like I'm not going to be able to not watch it.
Well, it looks like a demo is going to be coming with it also.
Yeah. I don't think I've fully grasped. Like, I know I'm looking forward to this. Yeah.
I haven't because I haven't. Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that needs to happen in that game.
I'm going to need to just delete Twitter.
If they're going
to
go from Midgar to at least that scene.
They said that's where it ends.
That's a lot. That's a lot of
Whereas
game.
The first game.
I think the pacing will be fine. I mean, that's, they're clearly not doing with the rest of the series.
No.
What they did with Midgar. So correct. I think this would be a much better pacing. Man, I don't know. I can't wait, but I also feel like I'm just not
emotionally
prepared for it.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'll probably end up watching it because it's not like they're going to give away what happens
right,
in that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so yeah, overall, I thought it was fantastic. But looking back as I go through this, it was fantastic because of Death Stranding 2.
Yeah.
And Stellar Blade. And there was a lot of like, and you know, the Starkai Honrail, is that what I called it? And stuff like that. But
yeah, there wasn't much. What I will say, there wasn't a whole lot of fluff.
Yeah.
There was almost nothing on here that I'm just like, what is, like, why are we even showing, like, the way I feel about a lot of Nintendo's stuff that's not first party titles, there was almost none of that.
Yeah.
For as much as I clown on Death Stranding.
Wow. That was not a good sound.
It at least looks cool, and it's a big thing. It's not really for me, but it's a big, there's nothing in here that, almost everything on the show was at least like, okay, I'm paying attention. There's nothing I'm like, okay, next. Besides
the Honkai Star Rail. That was the only thing for me.
Whatever it's called. I don't even see it now. Zen the Zone Zero. So, but yeah, it was.
And I will say, even when we were watching,
I feel like Nintendo has a lot of highs and a lot of low lows, and this was just a lot of mid-tier stuff. But yeah, I'll give it a C+. I said C before. I'd say C+.
Even something like when we were seeing it first before you played it and everybody played it and said it's not that good. When I was seeing Silent Hill, the short message, I was like, this looks freaking cool as hell.
Yeah.
And then it was like, everybody's like, it's not that good. State of Play, thank you for being here. I cannot wait for the showcase that has to come at some point this year because they have to show us first-party stuff. Or they just don't have
to. Or they don't have anything.
Last item on the news list here. We'll just cover this quickly. But rumors are heating up that PlayStation is working on another portable handheld device. This comes from Moore's Law is Dead, mostly. Sony is actively working with AMD to create a new handheld system. It will be similar to Steam Deck. It will be capable of playing PS4 games. Also, PS5 games could be patched to be playable on this thing. It's meant to release sometime around the PS6 if it does happen, so it's years away still at this point.
Now, do you think, and I know it's all rumors, but like, right. You probably know more because you actually read the story that this came from, yeah. But like, literally playing PS4 and PS5 games?
Actual or, games, not PS4 level games.
Okay, like the, okay.
And I think... If they're
but
going,
also original title, no. Like,
and that's if they're going to do it.
So it really is like a Steam Deck.
Yeah, this okay. is what it should be, because they tried it with the Vita, and like the only if the Switch wasn't the Switch, if it was just a handheld and it couldn't link up to the home and like dock it and all.
But
this
why
stuff,
are they saying PlayStation Portable 2?
We don't know what it's going to be called.
But like, why would you call? That'd be like. Ooh, there's a new Nintendo system
they didn't
coming
call
out.
It that. I called it that.
Oh, okay. And then I was like, "Ooh, there's a new Wii
it's the
coming
SNES
out."
SNES too.
What? Yeah. Like, okay.
But no. So I think if they're gonna do this, and it seems like they've been happy with how the PlayStation Portal has performed sales wise, if they're gonna do this, this should just be take your PS4 games with you everywhere you go. And if maybe if they can end up getting some PS5 only games on this thing, if they, but I don't really want devs having to deal with that. Just keep it at PS4. They're still putting out games in 2024 on PS4 natively. Lost Crown. Obviously not that impressive of a, you know, graphical showcase.
Yeah, if it can handle PS4 natively handheld, that's more than enough.
If I can play on this thing all my PS4 games that I own digitally, hundreds at this point probably, counting every like PS Plus and
all
everything,
the, yeah.
I am in day one on this thing.
Yeah.
Even though I don't travel, I am in. Because just the thought, because I've never used a Steam Deck, so I know I could get that and I could play God of War on the go and Horizon Zero Dawn, blah, 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 blah. Just the fact that I can do that with this thing, if it is to actually be a thing, day one. I've been up since 4, by the way.
4?
Couldn't fall back asleep, so at 5 I was like, hey, I guess I'm going to get up and clean the kitchen. Now it's time for the wrap-up, Sean. Pal World has hit... As the last time I wrote this, 19 million total players across Steam and Xbox, with 12 million on Steam, 7 million on Xbox. It is the biggest third-party Game Pass launch ever. I don't get it.
I could not care less.
I don't get it. PlayStation wants this thing, but I'm like, I don't... It's not published by Microsoft or anything, so it's like, they can get it. But,
yeah.
We found out that Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is going to clock in at 145 gigs. Makes sense why it's on two... Double Blu-ray, whatever they're called.
Oh, God, I forgot it's two.
But, I mean, I'm getting it digitally anyway.
Yeah, but still.
And it, like I said, it looks like a demo may be coming next week as part of the State of Play. I think it's almost confirmed. Speaking of confirmed, Neil Druckmann, did you watch this, The Grounded 2? You did. So
it was so good.
I know.
Regardless of what you think of the game, you have to watch it.
Well, because what I've said is still, no matter how bad I think the story is, it is technical perfection.
Yeah.
So do they really go into a lot of like the ins and outs of how they actually made this thing work?
They show a lot of the motion capture stuff, and they show a lot of just kind of like B-roll footage of developers like working on stuff, and it's cool to see them just kind of like flying through the world and zoom. Yeah. Like they don't get into like crazy details, but it's I 100% recommend
it. How long is it?
2 hours.
Okay. I want to watch. I never watched the first one.
I don't know if you've seen on Twitter. When they get into
the story,
the game that they were originally going to model Last of Us Part 2 after, I was like, what?
I heard it, but I can't remember what it is now. You can tell me. It's fine. Oh, yeah, I did see that. I was like, what?
Yeah, I'm like, oh,
how are you?
I mean,
do
like,
that
sounds cool, but like that, what
that makes
that
no
doesn't
sense. Yeah, yeah, it doesn't jive. But anyways, in that, so you can probably tell me exactly what he said, but he was saying in the Grounded 2 documentary that he has a quote-unquote concept in place for Last of Us Part 3. The thing I'll say funny about this is, do we even know when that interview was? Because Last of Us Part 2 came out in 2020.
Because they said, like, and pandemic stopped everything.
Okay.
And from here on out, these were all interviews that took place November 23 and on.
Okay.
And it was near the end that he said it. Oh, so okay. I don't know if that was...
But also...
Like, assuming that's... I'm remembering it correctly, and they literally said, hey, from everything... From this point on, this all happened in November 23 and more recently. Unless maybe that was some weird... I don't know. But yeah, I think it was probably pretty recent.
So... And he could also be full of crap. And I like Neil. I'm not giving him... I don't mean because of... I was going to make a joke about lying with the trailers and stuff. But he could also just not want to reveal that like they're far along on Last of Us 3.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think they are. They have to be. I don't think he... I think he's got a lot more than a concept for this game and the story that he wants to tell. Will I play it?
You will.
Probably not. I will.
You 100% will.
They're going to try to leak that game too. You know that.
I had forgotten all the leaks and crap that happened before. Ugh.
I was glad I didn't know, but I'm kind of wish I would have known because I would have been pre-angried, you know?
Preheated.
Going out. We went on like an hour. We were like, okay, Kevin, cut. Make a new video here. Boom, boom. And I just bitched about it for like a half hour about that. Speaking of The Last of Us, Catherine O'Hara has been cast in The Last of Us Season 2.
I thought that was a joke.
I know.
Like, I love it. I love her.
She can do serious acting and stuff, but I just picture her not even as Schitt's Creek. I picture her as Bam Bam.
Oh.
As Bam Bam in Curb, where she's Marty Funkhauser's insane sister.
Oh, my God. That's right.
And she has sex with Jeff, and she's like, me, fat boy. It's like, oh, that's why she was singing She Loves the Fat Boy, because you made her happy or something.
I'm trying to think of who she could possibly be. And I've forgotten a lot about that game.
Or does she only... They only focused
on
her dad.
She had to at some point.
Well, I know. I'm just saying, like, they only focused on her dad.
Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting. Plus, we don't even know what Season 2 is really going to cover. So,
yeah.
Could be all new stuff.
Hopefully it is. Super Nintendo World is opening in Orlando in 2025. Oh, God. Now I see it. Okay. Yeah,
I can't wait. I want to go there.
Fi-Fi Rush. I don't know why I can't type
High Guy
this.
And Fi-Fi.
My stupid iPad does not like the name of this game. Anyway, we talked about this earlier, but Hi-Fi Rush was dad of mine suggesting PS5 and Switch ports are on the way. There's some files for t-shirts in there that, like, a red t-shirt that's like, take it on the go, and a blue one that's like, we switch teams or something like that. Like, obviously it's coming. And after the stuff we talked about at the beginning, obviously it's coming. Some European retailers are no longer stocking physical Xbox games. People don't buy games on Xbox. They have Game Pass.
People don't buy Xbox.
Right. I don't know. I hate physical games to go away, but honestly, I buy everything digital now because it's easy. Could that come back to bite me in the ass eventually? Maybe, but I don't care. It's so easy. I don't like to wait for Amazon to deliver it, or I got to go run to Walmart or Target, and then I got to install it, and then I got to download the update. No, I just preload everything.
Right.
If it's something I want to play day one, I'm good. Xbox quarterly revenue was up for their final quarter after the Activision Blizzard King acquisition. Microsoft set all-time records for monthly active users, yet they're still going to put their games on PlayStation. We talked about this last week, that there was a leak that looks like Visions of Mana might be coming to Game Pass. Microsoft has said that was a mistake. It is not coming to Game Pass officially.
No.
I hope that game's good. It was announced by Capcom that Resident Evil 4 Remake has now sold over 6.48 million copies.
It's pretty good. Perfect. Still seems like it should be more. But
it should. It's perfect. Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth has sold 1 million copies in its first week on sale, which is already more than half of the first game's lifetime sales, which is 1.8 million. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't care about it, but people are very loving it. Not a sentence. Neither was that. I'm so tired.
Not a sentence.
Nintendo released Mario vs. Donkey Kong demo, as Sean tried out and announced earlier. I can't. I'm so tired. I am dying here. So try that out. Check it out. Sonic 3 is coming in December 2024, and Jim Carrey is back. I was like, there's no way he's not back.
Right. Yeah.
You can't have it, no matter who else is going to be in this movie, you can't have it without Eggman, Robotnik, whatever you want to call him.
Dr. Eggman. So I'm very happy
he's back. No, he's not Dr. Eggman. I saw you try to slide that in. Spider-Man 2 trial is coming next week on PS Plus Premium. I think that's pretty cool. Hopefully they get some more sales out of that. And PS Plus Essentials for February were announced. We already knew about Foam Stars, but we're also getting Roller Drome, which is supposed to be pretty decent, and Steel rising. That is it, ladies and gentlemen, for this episode of the Two Player Co-op Podcast. I'm so glad we actually had news to talk about. Like, real stuff is happening. Feels like every week.
Yeah, we're finally out of the holiday.
The doldrums.
Yeah, the doldrums.
Hope you enjoyed this episode. We enjoyed it. So until the next time, Sean, going to take us out.
Thank you for playing.